Brothers and sisters in Christ, we're on our last Friday before Good Friday, and we ask the Blessed Mother, especially in that opening prayer you could hear, for her assistance to us as we go and enter into Holy Week, Palm Sunday, coming up Passion Sunday, the holiest week of our lives we are entering upon, and then to go with Jesus to the place where he will lay down his life to suffer for him. We have two times today where we'll have the Stations of the Cross at 1 o'clock. We'll be in the gym for the students, and then some of our students will be doing the Stations of the Cross tonight here up on the altar, the silent Stations of the Cross. So I invite you to come to those times of prayer to enter into more fully the death of Christ. This is only going to be to our benefit. Jesus is looking for those people who are really listening to him, those who really believe in him. It says in the gospel there that many began to believe in him. And it's so important that we begin to believe in him more than we ever have today, because we know that the persecutions are going to come around Christ. We hear that in the reading from the prophet Jeremiah. We know how much Jeremiah suffered intensely and how the people just despised him, even though he always spoke the truth and told them exactly what God was telling them. So he hears this, terror on every side, denounce, let us denounce him. All those who were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. Maybe he'll be trapped, we can prevail and take our vengeance on him. So we know the persecution is coming, it's intense against Christ. And it's going to come for those who are his followers as well. And so how important it is for us to be close to him, to stay right next to his heart. And this is what the Blessed Mother shows us, how to stand next to Christ, to stand up next to Christ in the moments of persecution and trial and hardship. When we fast, will we be able to continue that fast and stay close to Jesus during the fast, so that we can realize, I didn't really need all of that food. I didn't need all of that entertainment. Or are we going to be so rebellious as to say, I don't know. I still need to have those things. I can't wait till Easter so I can go back and have those things again. Jesus wants us to have the greatest trust in him, that he'll give us what we need. Remember, the devil offers Jesus in his temptation in the desert. He offers him stones. Who wants to eat a stone? What does Jesus offer us? He offers us his flesh, his blood. He gives us his body and his blood to eat. This is what really feeds us. This is what we're giving up everything for. We want to receive him if we're willing to believe in him and trust in him as everyone else denounces him. Jesus really feeds us. And so let's prepare hearts to receive him now. Let's watch the Blessed Mother ask her to take us by the hand as she does when we pray the rosary. Take us close to him and help us to understand his passion, to go with him so that we can rise with him. We prepare our hearts to receive the flesh of Christ with the Blessed Mother here at this Mass now.